Juneteenth is an important day, but it is a bittersweet day. It's a day when we reflect on the national sin of slavery, the original sin of our country, and the years of segregation that followed even the formal emancipation. But it's also a day when we come together in friendship to celebrate the end of slavery and to honor African-American culture. And as Rick Wright told you so eloquently, we are at the center of history when it comes to the Underground Railroad and the fight for racial equality in this country for years and years and years. And I've been particularly involved in this in Auburn nearby, where we've been trying to get a national park to honor Harriet Tubman. And Harriet Tubman's courage sets an example, not just for her own time, but for us in our time. And what she always said when she was trying to lead people to freedom was, keep going, keep going, keep going. And indeed, there's still so much injustice in our world. There is still racism. There is still hatred. But there is also love, and there is also brotherhood, and we can overcome those evil forces with those good forces. Martin Luther King said that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. My brothers and sisters, we bend it. We have to be there to bend it. And by celebrating and recognizing Juneteenth, and by rededicating ourselves to racial equality and justice for all, we help bend that to justice. Thank you very much.